And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy, being heard around the world on shortwave radio and streaming audio from powerofprophecy.com. Of course, we're broadcasting from Austin, Texas. That's my home and the home of Power of Prophecy. And today we're going to be talking about something that I think is going to be very enlightening for you. In fact, let me use a word. Oh, yeah, code word. Illuminating for you. You could become one of the members of the Illuminati if you understand this. But of course, on the other hand, you would have to defy the law of God and the truth and become a liar and deceiver. So I would not have that of you. And I would prefer that my good friends not become members of the Illuminati, but it's okay to be illuminated in terms of discovering what the Illuminati is up to. Well, today I'm going to be talking to you about a doctrine of the Illuminati, a doctrine of Satan, of devils. And now, right away, I'm sure some of you are saying, oh no, doctrines, that's so boring. I don't want to know about doctrines. Well, you know, the scriptures tell us that there are certain doctrines that are doctrines of devils. And the Apostle Paul said, for we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Now, I want to propose to you today that you must discover the incredible hidden facts about the Janus factor. That's J, capital J, A-N-U-S, the Janus factor. Now, because it's one of the principal doctrines of Satan, and it is the mechanism, it is the vehicle, it is the very plan by which he intends to rule this world and is psychically driving all of humanity into the very pit of hell. You will understand how Satan really works, his mind works. He believes in the Janus doctrine. You will understand how the Illuminati do things, why they do things. Because they practice the Janus factor. And I want you to know about it. I'll even go so far as to say homosexuality, communism, Darwinian doctrine, okay, evolution. All of these things are based on the Janus factor, J-A-N-U-S. And it's so necessary that you understand the Janus factor, or you will not be able to understand what's going on. And the Bible says that the wise shall understand, Daniel 12, verse 10. And I always have wanted to understand. I don't think this is going to be some dry doctrine. Nothing could be more fascinating and interesting than to discover the astonishing truth of the Janus factor and how it has influenced humanity for thousands of years. And right now, as we have moved almost a decade into the 21st century, it is influencing humankind more than ever before. Now, I want you to understand that the scriptures say a lot about the Janus factor, but let me first tell you a little bit about Janus. Janus was actually a god. The Romans worshipped him, and I like to say this, I just enjoy it, but he was the two-faced god. You remember as a kid, you had a friend that would betray you or something, or say one thing to you to your face, but then go say something else, you know, when you're back, you know, behind your back. Hurt your feelings, didn't it? You know, we just don't like two-faced people. Well, it's interesting that the Romans actually had and worshipped a two-faced God. And the image they had of him, they had statues made up and erected. And he had on one side he had a face, and then you go to the other side, he had a face. He was two-faced. A two-faced God. But he was a mysterious deity. Very much a God of the mysteries. Now it's interesting, they said this Janus, this two-faced God, was very powerful. He was, in fact, the keeper of the keys. He was the God that had the key that could open up heaven or hell. You see, he had two sides to him. God of light, God of darkness. He was the opener then of the door of mysteries. And many people in today's modern society believe they can take drugs, illegal drugs, narcotics, or LSD, and this opens to them the door of mystery. There was a rock group, very famous, led by a singer who had a tremendous voice. It's a shame he could not have used it for the glory of God. But the name of the group was The Doors. They were led by a singer named Jim Morrison, The Doors. He worked for Satan, his master. He practiced all the elements of the Church of Satan. And one of his songs was, Baby, Light My Fire. And they called his group the doors of perception. Maybe he worshiped the god Janus in another guise. Because Janus, again, is a mysterious god, and you may be worshiping him, and I believe many in the Muslim and the Judaic world do worship this god, in the Hindu world, certainly. You know, even the Aztecs and the Mayas had a double-headed serpent god and goddess they worshiped. A serpent god with two heads. It seems that this type of god has long been worshiped by the pagans, but today he's worshiped in plain sight by even the President of the United States of America. You say, well, I've never heard of him talk about worshiping Janus or some Aztec Mayan deity. Oh, I know. But that's why Janus is the God of mysteries. You can worship him by any of thousands of names. He was a God who it is said at his fingertips had powers. He was the God of energy, an energy force. And does it not say in the book of Daniel that in the last days, the evil people in this world, this planet, the elite shall worship the God of forces? Yes, it does. There was another rock and roll band called AC/DC. AC/DC, two types of electrical circuits, seemingly opposite to each other. My old dad, when he was alive, now he's with the Lord in heaven, but he used to experiment a lot with electricity, and he said, you know, I'd like to take a DC motor, you know, that's like in your car, runs your air conditioner, the little fan motor, little blower motor. I'd like to take one of those motors out, and, you know, and attach the wire to a regular electric cord like you have in your house and plug it in the wall. My dad said, but you know, son, this is a DC motor. I don't think it'll be a good idea, but I just want to see what will happen if I plug it into AC, alternating current. It was direct current, you see, and he plugged it in, and I was in the family room with him. And my dad, he was always experimenting with things. He was a pretty smart guy. Never finished high school, but let me tell you, he was more intelligent than me. Of course, some people say that wouldn't be saying much. But in any case, He plugged in, he put a plug on the end of it, used his electrical tape, and then he plugged it right into the wall to AC current, this DC motor. And man, what a racket. And it blew up. It literally exploded in hundreds of pieces. And they hit me and hit him. We were dodging, like dodging bullets. He said, well, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to do that again. It seems that some things don't mix, like oil and water. But the devil says, well, I have a God that's a double God. I'll give you a double portion of my satanic wisdom if you'll worship this Janus God. Now, some years ago, I was reading an interview in Magical Blend. That's a New Age occult magazine. It was an interview with a man named Christopher Hyatt. He was head of an occult group called the OTO, Ordo Templi Orientalis. And Christopher Hyatt was talking about how much bloodshed was going to have to be shed before a new world order could be implemented. In other words, in giving us a new world order, a lot of people would have to die and suffer. That's typical for an occultist to say, perhaps. But during the process of the conversation, a book title came up by a man named Antero Ali. And the name of the book was All Things Are Reversed. And Mr. Hyatt said, you know, in the coming New Age kingdom, all things will be reversed. And I began to think about that. Well, there we have the doctrine of the goddess, or the god, I should say, because by the way, there is a god and a goddess. There you have the reversal. The god Janus, keeper of the keys, opener of the door of mystery, the doors of occult perception. All things will be reversed. And then I recall that in the satanic religion, sometimes just to mock God and to blaspheme God, they would take the Bible and read it backwards. It is said that Anton LaVey and others in the Church of Satan back in the 60s and 70s literally would, one of the elements of their church ritual or mass, their black mass, would be to read the Lord's Prayer, but read it backwards. And thus mock God and his model prayer that he gave us. And of course, they would take a cross and literally have a cross or a crucifix on the wall behind their black candled altar. But wait. They always turn the cross upside down. An upside down cross. They reversed the natural process. They were worshipers, whether they even knew the name or not, of Janus. And they practiced the Janus factor. You'll see the same process when you drive down the street and you see a martial arts studio. And what do they have? The yin yang. Black and white mixed together in a circle. And there is a backward satanic S dividing the two, the yin and the yang. In the Masonic fraternity, you will find when you enter their temple or their lodge, you will find a checkerboard floor. I know as a kid, I used to love to play checkers. And remember the board was always alternating black and white, black and white. Checkerboard floor. Now, many policemen in police fraternities are made up primarily of Freemasons. And believe it or not, friends, you get arrested in one of these small towns where all the police are Masons. They better not know what you believe if you oppose Freemasonry. I'll never forget going down to San Marcos, Texas. Some years ago, I was invited to a radio program. When I got there, the host said, "Let's talk about Freemasonry. I understand you've exposed Freemasonry." I said, "Well, that wasn't really on my agenda today." He said, "Oh, really? But that would be such an interesting topic." I said, "Well, okay, we'll talk about it." Well, so he asked me, "Tell us a little bit about the Masonic Lodge." And I began to expose the Masonic Lodge. This was on the San Marcos, Texas radio station there. They only have one radio station. Happened to be just off the freeway, just about three blocks from town. And lo and behold, he said, "If anybody out there disagrees with Mr. Morris or agrees with him, you can call in on our, you know, caller line and talk to Mr. Morris," said the radio show host. Well, first caller was the chief of police of the little city of San Marcos. And boy, he was irate. He was angry. He said, "How dare you have this man in this program on your radio station? I'll have you know I'm the chief of police, so-and-so, and I'm a Freemason. And this man, Mr. Morris, is a liar." So I said, "Well, you know, you have your opinion whether I'm a liar or not, but can you give any evidence of it? Can you give one example of my being a liar?" He said, "Well, you're just a liar. And I know because I'm a Mason." So I began to ask him some questions. "Well, tell us this, that." "I can't tell you that," he said. I said, "Well, why not?" He said, "Well, that's supposed to be kept a mystery. It's a secret. I've taken an oath. I can't say anything." "Well, why should we believe you?" I said. "You've taken an oath to Masons. And I know one of your oaths is that if necessary, you'll even lie." And he was very quiet. Boy, he was angry. He got so angry during that 1 hour show that about 40 minutes later, he called in again. He called twice. Well, I left the... And by the way, he wasn't the only one who called in angry. And the talk show host, he didn't realize, he just jumped right into a hornet's nest there. Because as it turned out, most of the powerful men, the city council and the mayor and all of them, were all Freemasons. And the talk show host was not a Mason. He didn't know one thing about the Masons, but boy, he learned quick. Unfortunately, being a talk show host was just a part-time preoccupation for him. He also was one of the top real estate guys in town. I wonder if he got any business after that. But when I left the radio station, my wife Wanda was with me, and we pulled out of the parking lot. And right behind us was a cop car. And I looked, and there was a cop. I think it was the chief of police. And he just followed us, almost tailgating us. And we just nice and politely went down Main Street, went right on out to the freeway, I-35, headed back up the highway, about 35 miles into Austin, Texas, where we're from. But as we left San Marcos, he just gave us a nice little escort out of town. The police did, of San Marcos. Went right up on the freeway with us and just followed us right to the city limit sign. Then he turned around and came back. I said, "Well, wasn't that nice? One of the policemen to make sure we got out of town safely." And you know something? I was never invited back again on that radio program. I don't know why. But I learned a little bit about Janus and about people who are not always what they seem, about the nice cop who wasn't so nice in the end. Well, this is alchemy. And as you know, just check it out, friends. This black and white checkered floors. And sometimes you see that on police uniforms, little checkered thing. And by the way, some people who own the taxi cab companies, they're Masons. And they've even given names like black and white cab. And you look at the cabs, and there's one of them called checker cabs. It's black and white. You see their symbol right there. Now, you see, in the Luciferian religions, they say that there is a God, but there's also a duplicate God. I say duplicate. He's not exactly like the God. You see, God can be a positive force, but there's a negative God. So there's a negative and a positive God, and these two are one. There we have the yin-yang. There we have the Janus factor. So God, then, is a negation of God. But how can that be? The Bible says that in God there is no mixture of darkness. The Bible says that there's only light. But the Satanist says, no, God is made up of dark and light. We must worship the darkness as well as the light. They have a symbol in the occult Illuminati world called the Ouroboros serpent or worm. It's a serpent chasing or biting his own tail. They say that's God. God chases his own tail. He's both dark and light, and he's constantly chasing his own tail. I don't think so. I think God knows right where he's going. He's not chasing his tail. He's only light. Now, before we go any further, I'd like to just go into the scriptures because we need to know what God's word says about this double-mindedness of the Janus elite. And, you know, the best source really is Jesus Christ. Listen to what he says in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25. You see, the Pharisees, the Jews, had accused Jesus of doing miracles by the power of Beelzebub, the prince of the devils, one of the right-hand devils under the devil, Satan. They said, you can do these miracles because evidently you're given this power by Beelzebub. They blasphemed Jesus. What did Jesus answer to them? Listen to this wisdom. Verse 25, Matthew chapter 12. Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Oh my. Let's think about that just a moment. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Now we have Satan's own doctrine, the Janus factor. Is it not someday to be brought to desolation? You see, the devil is divided himself. He says God is two sides. God is good and bad. God is darkness and light. God is AC/DC. All fields are reversed. That's the mystery of iniquity. But in doing so, he brings himself to a destiny where he'll be brought down, this pitiful devil, to desolation. Because every city, every house divided against itself shall not stand. And verse 26, Jesus added, and if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. And then in verse 30, he said something so powerful, we should all remember it. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Those of the Janus factor defy and oppose God and are blasphemers, for they attribute to Satan the things of God. And what does Jesus say in this same chapter of Matthew? He says, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Blasphemy. Blasphemy. Now, we go also to the words of James. He was just very direct about the matter. He says, do not err, my beloved brethren. This is chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Wow. It's interesting. But there's more. Just before that, in verse 8, he says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man. A Janus practitioner. He's opened up two doors. But friends, I'm telling you, there's only one door to Jesus. And Jesus says, I knock at the door. If any man shall open it, I will go in and sup with him. But friends, if you're waiting at the wrong door and you believe that there's two doors, well, you're going to be disappointed. He's not knocking on your door because you're double-minded and you're unstable in how many ways? All your ways. And it will come out eventually. Now, let's talk some more about this. In the Masonic fraternity, for the 33rd degree, and of course there's two threes there. There again we get the double nature of Satan. 33, the 33rd degree, highest level in Scottish Rite Freemasonry. And they have a jewel they give, a piece of jewelry that's given out to them. And what is this jewel? What is it the image of? A double-headed eagle. One body, two heads. The Janus factor. The Janus factor. But wait. Jesus said it again. A very interesting verse in Matthew. He says, where the eagles are gathered, there shall the carcass be. Death. Death gathers where the eagles are. Interesting. You see, the occultist believe that this eagle is actually a phoenix bird. He's crowned by Satan. He's the crowned phoenix bird. He's the dragon bird, the fire bird. And they believe that in this new age to come, he will rise from the flames, from the embers, and rise and become a great bird. And his kingdom then is signified by this great eagle or phoenix. Manly P. Hall, 33rd degree, often called the greatest philosopher ever of Scottish Rite Freemasonry. C. Fred Kleinecht, the Sovereign Grand Commander of Freemasonry, said that he was the greatest Masonic scholar of the 20th century. He's gone on for his reward now, of course, meaning the pit of hell, because he died about a decade ago. But Manly P. Hall wrote an entire book called The Phoenix. The phoenix. There we have the double-headed eagle of Freemasonry. Now, Freemasonry will take you back in its doctrines all the way to ancient Egypt. Visit the Scottish Rite Temple in Washington, D.C. It's actually called the House of the Temple, exactly 13 blocks from the White House. I have a picture of it in my book, Mysterious Monuments. And you will see there are two great statues. Ah, yes. The yin and the yang. One, they're Egyptian in nature. They're like sphinx, but one is a female and one is a male. The Janus factor. Right there, the statuary in front of the house of the temple of Freemasonry. Now, when we return, we're going to be looking more at Freemasonry and this ancient Egyptian religion. We're going to look at the mysterious planet Sirius. We're going to look at Barack Obama's communist spirit and much more. When we return, you're listening to Power of Prophecy. I'm Tex Marks. Tex Mars again. Friends, you know, we've just put out our newest video documentary. It's available in DVD only format, DVD. And I narrated, of course, and I'm the creator and the narrator of the video entitled Baal's Shaft and Cleopatra's Needle. Talk about your mysteries. There it is. Baal's Shaft and Cleopatra's Needle. It's about the phallic and sexual monuments of the Illuminati. Can it be that the elite of the Illuminati actually worship a sexual god or goddess? A deviant, perverse god? Is it true that Freemasonry and all of the other secret societies are nothing more nor less than a great exclusive sex cult? It's vulgar, it's coarse, but regrettably, it's true. Now, those of you who have studied the Bohemian Grove, as I have realized, what you have there is nothing more than a great sex cult that meets in the forest outside San Francisco, about 50 miles away, in the great forest there, called the Bohemian Grove, and practice the most decadent forms of fleshly behavior. But I want you to understand that across this planet, across America, they have erected obelisks and other buildings in the shape of the male phallus, and even the female breast and the female orifice. And as disgusting as it is, this is the sexual religion of the Illuminati. And it's exposed in my video. Now, I want to tell you right now, if you think this is going to be pornographic, well, you're wrong. We don't have any sex acts or anything, you know, shown or exhibited. And you're not going to see no, we're not going to do that kind of stuff in this video. You'll see stuff that you see when you drive down the freeway in Washington, D.C. You'll see stuff from Tampa, Florida, Houston, Texas, Los Angeles, California, Rome, Italy, the Vatican in Rome. So you'll also see what the occultists call Baal's Shaft, a monument, and Cleopatra's Needle, which actually was erected in Central Park, New York, but also in London and in other cities. So the video is Baal's Shaft and Cleopatra's Needle. As far as I know, there's never been a video like this ever, ever, ever produced. It's one of a kind. And to understand this occult doctrine, this sexual doctrine, from a Christian standpoint, exposing these monuments and buildings that have been built and erected in plain sight. But yet people drive by and don't know a thing. They're just unblissfully ignorant. Well, you don't have to be ignorant. You can know. You can know and understand the true meaning of these things. If you'll get the DVD, the video documentary entitled Baal's Shaft and Cleopatra's Needle. That's $25, 60 minutes in length. And as I said, you've never seen anything like it. I can promise you that. All in 60 minutes, boy. It'll make your head swim and your eyes roll around, and then you'll come down to the ground again and say, wow, I'm glad God has lifted me from all of that, and I'm not part of that system. Baal's Shaft, Cleopatra's Needle, $29, because we need $4 for shipping and handling. Total of $29 postpaid. Here's how to get your video, Baal's Shaft and Cleopatra's Needle. Phone us toll free, 1-800-234-9673, 1-800-234-9673 in the United States and Canada. Our regular phone line, if you're out of those, you're not living in North America, would be area code 512. The number is 263-9780. And by the way, you can write to us, send us $29. That'll take care of the postage and the shipping, the handling. $29, and say, Tex, send me Baal's Shaft. We'll know what you're talking about, the DVD. Or you can give us the full title, Baal's Shaft and Cleopatra's Needle. Okay? Now, $29. And if you're computer literate, like so many are, well, go to powerofprophecy.com, and it's right there on the home page. You can order it there, powerofprophecy.com. And you can send $29. Just put it in an envelope, cash, check, money order, $29. Send it to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road. We've been here for many years now. What, over a decade, Sandra? I believe well over a decade at this address. 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Hey, Sandra. Sandra's our, Myers, our broadcast engineer today here. Our ministry, we're celebrating what our anniversary is, the 20, you know, I think it's 23rd. Time goes by fast when you're having fun, you know. God bless you. I think it's the 23rd year. I'll tell folks next week on the radio. Yeah, I think it's the 20. You think it's 22nd? Okay. And Sandra's been with us, how many years of those? Almost 16? Can you believe that? We've been here 22, 23 years. I'm going to clarify that next week. You know, things just, I don't pay any attention to the calendar or chronology, and I get in trouble. Oh, my goodness gracious. Did you know Sandra came in today? And, you know, I almost got in the jam today. She comes into the office. She said, did you remember something? I said, what? Okay, she said, do you remember Wanda? My wife. She said, did you remember that it's your 30th anniversary? Have you ordered flowers for Wanda? I went, ooh. I better get a dozen roses or something. I'm in big trouble. Oh, man. Oh, a lot of trouble. The 30th anniversary for Wanda and I. And I didn't even have flowers, you know. Boy, I tell you. So I'm going to get her some flowers. You know, I'm going to go by a store here and get some flowers, and I'm going to bring to her in all her glory. And my goodness, I'm going to get yellow. You know, like that song, The Yellow Rose of Texas? That's what Wanda is. She's the Yellow Rose of Texas. But can you imagine my going home today and Wanda says, do you know what day it is, sweetheart? And I say, well, oh, my goodness gracious. The clamor, the lightning, the thunder. No, she'd be a sweetheart but I don't want to do that, though. You know, come on. I'll get those flowers. Thank you, Sandra, for reminding me of that. Save my, well, I don't know about my life, but my reputation here. Okay, well. What was I talking? I got totally off track thinking about the Yellow Rose of Texas here, my sweet Wanda. But I think we're going to return to the program now. We'll get back to it. I know I can get back in gear when we get back to our program. We're talking about the Janus factor today. The Janus factor. This satanic theory that God has two sides. He's light and he's dark. He's good and he's bad. And it's exemplified by the 33rd degree of Freemasonry. They have the double-headed eagle and the yin-yang and all those things, the checkerboard floors of the Masonic lodges. Did you know that communism is based on the Janus factor doctrine? Sure. Marxism, communism, they believe in dialectical materialism. They say that there's always two theories or two sides. You see, what is in existence now, which is the thesis, is presented by those who want to change things, and that's the antithesis or the antithesis. And the competition, the battle, this conflict of opposites ends with some kind of a merger or a synthesis or a syncretism, which ends up as the synthesis. So you have the thesis, what is, and you have those who fight it and say, we need to make changes. They're revolutionaries. That's the antithesis. And the battle, the conflict of these two opposites ends in the synthesis, the coming together. And that's Satan's idle boast. He says, I shall be like the Most High. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. I will ascend unto the stars. I will make my, you see, nest in the heavens. That's the idle boast of Satan. I shall become God. I shall be both Lucifer and the Lord. He's a liar, of course, but I mean, just telling you his doctrine. And you know, many of his followers believe it. They're followers of the god Janus. And it goes all the way back to the ancient mystery religion of Egypt, where they worshiped Osiris. But Osiris was Lord of heaven and an underworld. He was God of life and death. Thus, the pyramid of ancient Egypt represents both death and regeneration. The Freemasons and many in the occult world have a very, very powerful secret doctrine. It has to do with the mystery of the star Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, the dog star. They say that Sirius has basically two elements or two sides or two parts. There's Sirius A and Sirius B. So there's a planet, or a star, I should say, that revolves around Sirius. That's Sirius B. Sirius A and Sirius B. In every element of satanic doctrine, you come up with a Janus factory. We've mentioned communism. Well, the theory of evolution by Darwin was the same thing. What is the natural system that we see? There's a battle in nature, and the forces of nature battle what is, and there's this conflict, this friction, and what comes out of it but a new creation with changes. And so nature is ever evolving. You see the Janus factor there? The two things, always in opposition, and changes, a revolution resulting from this. And of course, the devil himself is a revolutionary. He rebelled against God. You first had God, then you had the devil. So you had the A and the B. And the devil said, I want to be like God. I want to change heaven. I want to change things. So a war took place and he was booted out of heaven. And now you have the A and the B. But there's only one God. There's only one God. Some person says, you know, I was just tempted by God. No, you can't be tempted by God. James answered that in the Bible. He says in chapter 1, verse 13 of James, James, the brother of Jesus, says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, but not by God, by the devil. Now, God sometimes might allow the devil to do a certain work, all because it fits God's plan, but he doesn't do the work. The devil does the dirty work. He's the rebel. He's the revolutionary. He's the Janus, mystery of iniquity. So we have this thesis versus antithesis equals synthesis, which continues this dialectic materialism, this dialogue, this fighting between these opposites. You know, when I was a kid, I remember getting hold of a coin. You know, you'd always flip a coin. You know, you'd have to choose head or tails. Whatever you were going to do. Okay, I'll take heads, I'll take tails. But I remember the coin was one of those trick coins. Had a head on each side. Looked like a regular nickel, but you flipped it and you'd first, you know, you'd say, okay, heads. Well, whatever side it lends on, it's heads. And then there was the clever guy that finally came up with the deal, you know, heads I win and tails you lose. That's sort of the devil's formula. Heads I win, tails you lose. But that's not God's. God is the head and he will always be the head. And, well, Satan, he's the tail. And he will always be the tail. You know, in the ancient Greek and Roman religions, they had other gods. Now, Zeus was the god of the heavens, of the skies, the great god. But there was a god underneath the ocean, underneath the earth, called Poseidon or Neptune. You see, there's a reversal of God. All things are reversed. The god of the heaven, but then there's a god below. There's the god of darkness, there's the god of light. Satan always has two aspects. He also has the goddess. I remember in the hideous movie, I'd recommend it to no one, called Rosemary's Baby. I saw it as a young man, and I wish I hadn't seen it. Rosemary's Baby. But Mia Farrow played the part, and she was going to be raped by Satan in the movie, Rosemary's Baby. She was the Rosemary. And all the Satanists had formed a circle around her, and they were waiting for their Lord and Master Satan to arrive at the apartment where they were having this satanic ritual. And a knock came on the door. In fact, three knocks, because it signified the unholy trinity on the door. And the leader of the satanic cult opened the door, and who came in but a little old lady? Did you expect Satan? Well, he was second. Before him, preceding him, was a woman, a little old lady, the crone, the witch crone, the other aspect of Satan. You know, there's a book, it's not in the Bible, it's not accurate, possibly, so I'm not going to quote it like scripture, but it's one of those lost books of the Bible, so-called the forgotten books, the Apocrypha. Again, I'm not quoting his authority, but it's sort of interesting. It says the devil is both male and female. It's a he-she. He's sort of transgender. Well, now, wouldn't that be just like the devil? To be punished by God and made a transgender? Maybe that's why God says homosexuals are depraved and they've been turned over to a reprobate mind. And you know, in the occult world, they actually worship the condition of being a hermaphrodite. Half male or mixture of male and female. Baphomet. Remember Baphomet? Worshipped by the ancient Knights Templar and I believe by many occultists and Satanists and Masons today. What is Baphomet? Well, he's the goat-headed god, but wait, he's a combination of male and female. He has a male phallus, but he has female breast. He's in what they call androgynous. A combination. Apostate Kabbalistic Jews worship both God and a female whom they call the Shekinah. They say that's the glory of God and she is a woman. I'm talking about Kabbalistic Jews now. And that's why the Kabbalistic motto of the Jews of Jewish sorcery is the same as the occultists have always practiced, as above, so below. Islam has an interesting symbol. The Muslims say, we have no idols that we worship. You Christians worship idols and the cross, but we have no idols. That's not true. Visit any mosque, and most Islamic mosques all over the world have a crescent star, a crescent and star, a crescent moon. You know the quarter moon? That's a sign of the times, that was a sign of Diana, the witchcraft goddess, the crescent moon. And the star is the star of Diana. And that's the reason why Leon Trotsky, who worked with Lenin to establish communism, both of them were apostate Kabbalistic Jews. That's why Trotsky designed a five-pointed star as the star, the red star of communism. Because he worshiped both a god and a goddess in Satanism. They were Satanist. You see the Janus factor at work in communism? In the star god and star goddess? It just goes over and over, whether it's evolution, whether it's communism, whether it's Satanism outright. And even the Bible gives us a glint of this. What does it say of Satan? Jesus said, I beheld Lucifer like lightning fall from heaven. He's a fallen angel. But he's still an angel. The occultist Alice Bailey, Foster Bailey, and others of the Lucis Trust, they say we worship the solar logos. You know, the logos is a Greek word meaning the word of God. But they say we worship the solar word, the great sun god. He's the god of light, the father of light. He we worship. Well, that's Lucifer. That's Lucifer. And you know, the Bible says that this Lucifer, who was banished from heaven into darkness, this Lucifer sometimes disguises himself, Paul said, as an angel of light. And those who work for him, they come looking so pretty and so good as ministers of righteousness even. We've seen them in Christian churches. I've done videos. Check out my video, The Blind and the Dead. And the next 2 weeks on this radio program, well, next week we're going to be talking about rabbis over the Vatican. You don't want to miss that program. Rabbis over the Vatican. How Pope Benedict has given all authority to the Jews, to the rabbis. They run the Vatican now. Can that be? If he were truly a Christian, can he give authority to Jews who despise Jesus? Wow. Isn't that worship of Janus? But wait, I want to be fair. The following week, 2 weeks from today, my program is going to be entitled Noisy Pigs Stumbling in the Darkness. And I'm going to be talking about the greedy, swinish evangelists and slumbering dog pastors who are leading cackling charismatics, piggish Pentecostals, and babbling blasphemous Baptists into the final stages of end-time spiritual stupor. I was almost tongue-twisting just to say that. But that's what I'm going to be talking about in just 2 weeks. Now, in the false religions of this world, such as Hinduism and others, and in the ancient mystery religions, they also believed in two forces, a male and a feminine, or, again, the Janus factor. Hindus today practice a spiritual and physical exercise called yoga. But what does yoga mean? It means to be yoked with the goddess. And they practice this sexual act of tantra, or to be yoked inside Hindu temples, where they literally have idols, idols of worship, idols of the sex objects, the female and male sex organs. I mentioned the Muslims just a moment ago, the crescent moon and the star. There we have two symbols. The Muslims say we have no idols, but they do. And if you visit the Kaaba, the great building in Mecca, where it is the goal or the object of every Muslim at least one time in his life to become a pilgrim and visit Mecca in Saudi Arabia and go to the Kaaba, the great temple there. And inside they have a little black stone that they venerate, worship, idolize. A black stone. They say that Muhammad told them to worship this black stone. But in fact, if you go in history, you will find that the ancient Arabians in their doctrine said that they saw a great star in the sky falling, a shooting star. And it was a comet or an asteroid or some other object. And it broke up into many pieces and slammed into the desert, into the earth. And they went there to find out what it was, because they said this was Venus. The great star Venus sent us this from space. And we must worship and venerate this great thing that has come to us falling from the heavens. But the only part that they could find, the only piece, the only object, was a little black stone. That was the only remnant that was left of whatever smashed into the earth and was obliterated. And so they took the stone and they brought it into the temple of Venus there in Arabia. Now, some centuries later comes the man himself, Mohammed, riding a white horse and carrying his little cat. That's right, he always carried his cat around with him. You don't believe me? Well, I'm just telling you. He was a cat lover. They said he would stroke his cat and order his soldiers into battle. Mohammed, riding his white horse. Anyway, he ordered his soldiers to go into the temple of Venus and destroy all of the idols, except, he said, do not destroy the little black rock. It's sacred. It came from God. But the Arabians said it came from Venus, the goddess Venus. Ah, yes, the Janus factor at work once again. Now, the Masons worship the god and the goddess. Yes, they do. They'll tell you it's not true. But again, they lie. They have their mysteries. It's a mystery secret society. And the G that you see hanging above the altar in the Masonic Lodge, ask what it is. Some will say it means God. Other Masons will say it stands for geometry. But some say it stands for the female sex organ, the G. The glory of the Shekinah. Because you see, they are Kabbalistic sorcerers, as are the Jews. And so, they have the G worshipped. They worship the goddess, but they also worship the golden boy, her son, the golden boy. He is a product, a man-child of the communion of the male and female deities, the yoking together, the yoga of the goddess and the god. A kid, as above, so below, the Janus factor. So here we have it then, do we not? Now, in this supreme doctrine, it is the supreme doctrine of Satan. I want to very quickly, we only have about a minute and a half left. I want to tell you that it's very interesting to me that in the book of Revelation, it talks about Babylon falling in the last days. Babylon, a synonym, the very image of Satan's kingdom. It says Babylon is fallen, Two falls. Janus, both faces, both heads fall. And then there's something else, this Babylon system. In Revelation 18, we read Revelation 18, verse 5. Let me begin with verse 5. It speaks of this mystery Babylon Janus system in the last days. It says, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Verse 6 says, reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup with which she has filled, fill to her double. Both heads, both aspects of Satan shall be rewarded by God. There will be a double portion of judgment from the one true God, with whom, dear friends, there is no turning. There's only light. There's only truth. And his name is Jesus Christ. It's been great being with you, exposing the things of Satan. Paul said in the Bible, for we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. And that's been my job today. And I hope you enjoyed the program and received a blessing knowing the truth of these things. My prayer, dear friends, is that you'll tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.